Money FM 89.3. Best of breakfast. Mind your business. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to The Breakfast Show. Now, stay-at-home parents looking to re-enter the workforce can face many obstacles. External factors include employers discriminating against parents who have taken time off to care for their family because of their perceived resume gaps.
Internal obstacles are also common, such as the feeling of guilt about leaving their young children or suffering from imposter syndrome in regard to rejoining the professional world after years away. Today, our guest will share from her own experience on how she managed to not only successfully return to the workforce after a two-year break, but she even climbed the corporate ladder to a position in the top management of a well-known tech company.
Yeah, so this is a conversation that will inspire many in the same boat. Let's welcome our guest today, Ng Lai Yee, Singapore Managing Partner and Country Leader at IBM Consulting. Lai Yee, welcome to the Money FM studio. How are you this morning?
Great, thank you. Thank you for inviting me here. And it's really great to start Monday morning to be on a radio show.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, great to have you on for what should be an inspiring conversation. Now, you had a thriving career as a managing director in one of the world's top consulting firms. But in 2016, you took a two-year break to focus on family commitments. Can you share with us what exactly transpired during that period?
You know, I grew up in a very tight-knit family where my mom was actually a stay-home mom. So I enjoyed growing up with her being around me. So, you know, all this while, I thought, you know, when I grow up and now having my own children, two of them, a boy and a girl, I thought maybe it's time for me to try that as well. At that point in 2016, I probably had worked for more than just over 20 years. And I guess I was tired, as some people say, burnout. And I thought, hey, why not, you know, have a change? Let me quit corporate life. I wanted to give being a homemaker a chance, give myself more time to get back into a healthier me, to exercise more, healthier living. You know, we all want to lose weight. So I think that's what happened then. I just thought, let's just take that bold decision to leave corporate life and do something completely different.
Yeah. But I'm sure that that couldn't have been easy, that decision that you made. And coming back to work after a break as well, definitely very difficult. And as a mom myself, I imagine it must have been quite an emotional and difficult decision. Can you tell us what that was like? How did you navigate that transition and reintegrate yourself into working life?
You know, after stopping for about 18 months, that's where thoughts started coming back about, hey, you know, do you want to go back to work? My mom, my husband, and my friends were like, aren't you bored? In fact, when I left the workforce, a lot of people were kind of placing bets to say, when is she going to come back? There were 3 months, 6 months, and 9 months bets. But 18 months later, I was actually kind of enjoying being a stay-home mom. I actually wasn't bored. I was really busy. But I did miss work. I did miss, you know, talking to clients, having the corporate talks, and getting the latest, especially where I'm in technology space. I really did miss that. But what really sealed the deal was when my daughter, at that time she was 11-year-old, who said, Mom, does that mean all women have to be a stay-home mom when they grow up? And I was like, you see, I had them pretty late. So my children never heard me talk about career or my work, my clients, what was the impact and all. So when she said that, I was shocked at how, you know, they absorb what's happening around them. My husband married me, obviously, when I had a really thriving career. And he was like, isn't it a waste that you're not putting all, you know, the good experience and knowledge you have to continue to work where I was? So, you know, that was what really made me wanted to come back. I was very fortunate to go through that. I had my network of friends and ex-colleagues, and I was able to come back to work on a part-time basis.
Okay.
Right? Part-time, permanent basis. Wasn't contract work. Had the full benefits. Of course, my salary and, you know, leave were prorated, but it was part-time. That really, really helped me to come back and really reintegrate. But I think the other thing that really helped me was my supportive family, friends, colleagues. As I come back, didn't have the rhythm of work, didn't, you know, I had to pick up all the new jargons, what were the latest things. And the network, I think, Audrey, you mentioned earlier about rebuilding that network. So I think I had that determination. I worked really hard, even though it was part-time. I had the curiosity to really learn and absorb everything. I think you talked about upskilling. For me, it's really about absorbing all the information and things happening around me to connect back to that rhythm of corporate life that really helped me reintegrate back.
So you're also in tech, Lai, which is why it's also so fast moving. And so, you know, being away for 2 years when you're in tech, you really do have to kind of like pick everything back up again. Mm-hmm. And after all you've been through and being able to look back at your journey, right? What are some of the hardest parts, you would say, of going back to work after parenthood?
I think the hardest part was time management. You know, coming back, not just getting away from the usual, I think I'll talk about the rhythm of work, right? Now it's not just also about doing my own work, managing my family, but coming back to work was, how do I organize my own work and my team's work? That was really hard. But at the same time, it was very rewarding for me to come back as well, because I finally feel that when I return to the workforce, I felt actually stronger and more passionate and much clearer on what I wanted to do before I left, right? And in fact, through my 2 years of being stay home, I did look at other forms of work, you know, freelance, consulting. I actually looked into buying a franchise for an art school, you know, just trying to look at various options. But that was when I truly discovered what I enjoy, you know, being consulting, being in the tech space. So coming back, that time management, letting go of the children, not being there to scrutinize that schedule, was a big challenge as well to let go.
Yeah, well, interestingly, you do have a background in social science. So I'm curious as to how that translates when it comes to your role as Singapore managing partner and country leader at IBM Consulting. What does that role entail, and how did you leverage that background to your advantage?
Thanks for asking that, Imad. In fact, when I graduated with a Bachelor of Social Science majoring in economics and statistics, never have I thought I will have a career in technology. I always thought, oh, I'm going to be an economist, I'm going to join the government, or, you know, be a teacher, or, you know, be in a bank and all. But what I've learned is that, so I never thought I had that career, right? But I somehow got into it by chance. And I was able to grow in it. And what I realized is that my social science background allowed me to look at technology in a different perspective. You know, I'm not the techie one, clearly, when I joined the workforce. So I'm always asked, and I was trained and as an analyst, to understand and the impact of technology on people and process. Mm-hmm. So that gave me a really different perspective. So as I rise up in the ranks, I don't look at technology as technology. I look at how technology is there to enable business capabilities, to deliver business outcomes, right? To help companies achieve goals, rebuild new models. And I think that is that background that allowed me, because, you know, as you become more senior, you work with clients, that's what they're really interested in. Not, oh, you know, the techie details that everybody talks about. So I think that helped me to grow in that space.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure it did. Now, if there was one piece of advice you'd give to professionals who may be considering a, let's put it this way, non-traditional path or a break for personal reasons, what would that pearl of wisdom be?
I think there are two things I will say. One, you don't have to know all the information, have all the answers. I know this is very counterintuitive, right? Because people always say you need to know where you're heading and what you're looking for. No, you don't. Make your decisions based on what you know and what motivates you. That's really important. And two, in your own time, right? Recognizing that everybody can achieve their goals in their own pace. If I had to compare, I think I would never have come back after that 2 years break, because I will be going, oh, you know, my peer is already doing great things. I've got my juniors who are already somewhere out there in the corporate ladder. So don't compare, because I believe you can really achieve what you want in your own time. And that will be the two things I want to impart to people who are considering different paths.
Yeah, well, it sounds to me like confidence seems to be the key in navigating such transitions, you know, to believe that you can do it. What do you believe are the essential so-called ingredients or factors that can help empower women to lead with confidence like you have?
I think the two internal ingredients, determination and diligence, right? I really personally strongly believe in these two values. Externally, I think we need a strong network of supporters, whether your colleagues, your family, your friends, where you can talk to, bounce your ideas, or just listen to you, right? Mm-hmm. Talk about work, your day. And that's really critical. And we all heard about people talking about a coach, a sponsor. And really, one final advice to all women out there is be bold, right? Do not underestimate your capabilities and that resilience in you, especially if you've had children. Labor is another level of resilience and you know, determination. You must have the conviction that you are bringing something valuable to the table. So my final word is be fearless. And what I mean by that is, you know, being fearless is not about not being afraid, but being terrified, and yet you take that jump and you take that challenge.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I love that as well. I do have one final question for you. Now, this has recently surfaced in the news. Workers in Singapore can now ask for four-day work weeks, more work-from-home days, and staggered work timing starting from December the 1st this year. As a business leader and a woman who's had children in the industry, would you consider that for new mothers?
You know,
working under you.
Yeah, definitely. I think the lucky thing is in IBM, we are already embracing, you know, hybrid work, working from home, and also flexible work hours. So I'm definitely all for that. In fact, don't wait till December. Mm. If you have that ask now, reach out to your supervisor, have a discussion. And I think the great part is you can redesign job roles, redesign work to help support that structure. So I'm all supportive of that.
All right. That's great to hear. Some valuable insights and inspiration from a leader for stay-at-home parents considering a similar path, showing that it can be done. Lai Yi, thanks so much for your time this morning and for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you. Thank you. Have thank a great you. Day, everyone.
Thank you. It was a pleasure having you on.
We were speaking with Ng Lai Yi, Singapore Managing Partner and Country Leader at IBM Consulting. Stay with us on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.